Thanks, Rob. It's a download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, it's time for Industry Night tonight. This is our weekly segment we do every Monday night. It focuses on the food and hospitality industries here in the city of Chicago and the area. My guest tonight, well, he had a busy weekend. Patrick Hatton is the general manager of the Chicago Athletic Association Hotel, the newly renovated luxury hotel on Michigan Avenue, and a popular spot for Lollapalooza goers this weekend. Running a swanky Michigan Avenue hotel has a lot of challenges. No longer is hotel management just about clean sheets and reservations, although that's still part of it, I'm sure. Now customers expect a little bit more, especially when you're catering to a younger demographic. Tonight we talk hotels, hospitality, and the hustle and bustle of one of the hotspots in Chicago. Patrick Hatton from the Chicago Athletic Association Hotel in studio with me tonight. Patrick, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Justin. Appreciate it.
So Lollapalooza, I took an Uber in. I hit Michigan Avenue to go to Lollapalooza. It was crazy town.
Yeah,
there was a lot going on. How was the hotel this weekend?
We had a great time. We had a great crowd. We had a couple different activations happening in the hotel to kind of draw some people in. We were proud to partner with Flood Magazine on Flood Fest. It's their second annual show. So brought in a really, really curated group of people to watch Sylvan Esso perform in our basketball court, which was a lot of fun. But it was just it was a good time.
How important is it to, right away, the idea, I can't think of every hotel in Chicago that's catering to Lollapalooza doing just that, taking over a basketball court or trying to partner with some people who are coming in. Where does that come from? Where's the idea of partnering and having your finger on the pulse come from when it comes to hotels?
It's important for us to make sure that we're partnering with someone who's going to bring a new guest to us, someone who's maybe hasn't seen the hotel before. I've been in Chicago for many years and have been going to Lollapalooza since 2008 and have seen some of the stuff that happens in hotels and those after parties and stuff. So we're very careful in our approach and we look for the right partner. I've got a great creative team, including our PR group, that help us find ideal partners that, again, are going to bring in a good audience. It's not going to bring in, an audience that has maybe been to the festival all day.
Well, I mean, that's a good point. I mean, when I got to Michigan Avenue, I was like, there's a lot going on here that usually doesn't on Michigan Avenue. How do you deal with a rowdier crowd, a younger crowd, a crowd that's in to essentially do a bunch of day drinking and hanging out and then come back to the hotel? What's the secret to make sure you don't have incident after incident?
We position ourselves from a rate perspective in a space with other luxury hotels in town, which kind of prohibits some people's ability to stay with us. And we have a max occupancy per room of four people, so we're not getting loads of people staying in one room. And we just have good diligence in terms of the check-in process to make sure that we're being thorough with people and we're being open and we're allowing everybody in, because being inclusive is important to us in terms of who our demographic is. But it's making sure that you're just positioning yourself to get the right people in.
It's such an interesting concept, the idea of being inclusive, because you work a lot in the exclusive. The idea of this being a luxury hotel and a place that you want an exclusive opportunity or experience. How do you provide that for people when there's so much competition in town, especially in a big city like Chicago, to have an exclusive experience that's all its own?
It's an interesting question. And the club, the building, was a private membership club for the elite for its entire existence. So we very thoughtfully, when we reopened it, wanted it to be inclusive. We wanted to make sure that the doors were open for everyone and everyone felt welcome. And it's been interesting to watch, because very organically, the demographic that's coming to the hotel is the broadest I've ever worked in, for sure. It's from the kids in the game room to people looking for a great food experience in the Cherry Circle room, and everything in between. In Cindy's, we've got a lot of former members that come in, are really proud of the place. And so for us, we wanted to create experiences that touched people. We can't be everything for everybody. Our goal is to everybody who walks through that door that we help them feel like, we make them feel like they're being part of something special. Even the people who just come in for Shake Shack on the first floor, it's a great restaurant, it's a great vibe. People maybe get their foot in the door at Shake Shack and then explore, and we hope that they do that.
Okay, it is interesting, because how do you balance such a historic place? I mean, the Chicago Athletic Club, that's the historic down on Michigan Avenue, and the history of that would draw me in. But how do you balance history with the now, with the idea of the being more progressive and trying to bring in a younger demographic?
It actually wound up being a lot easier than I expected. It started with the design. The designer, Roman and Williams, didn't want you to feel like it was a museum. They wanted you to restore it beautifully, but make sure you kind of felt the stories in the walls and in the floors. And we took that and use the storytelling angle as our kind of way in. So we actually hired a professional storyteller when we opened to train our staff because we wanted to give them the tools to be able to tell the history of the building and what happened inside the building. But then we also wanted them to have the tools to help write the new story of the Chicago Athletic Association. One of the first programming initiatives we put into place is we started a storytelling series. So it was open to the public, free to the public. It started on Sunday afternoons. And we'd bring in interesting people, and we'd do live interviews like you and I are doing right now. And we'd record them, and we'd put them out for a podcast. And we interviewed Amazon Explorers and an 80s punk band and a local indie artist and Harry Kupchak, who's the son of the guy who did all the miniature rooms in the Thorn, the Art Institute.
Yeah, right.
And that really kind of took off, and people enjoyed hearing the stories of these interesting people. And so now we have expanded it where we'll do panel discussions. And the panel discussions are really geared towards kind of with a mentoring lens. We want to bring in interesting people that can help. You have five universities surrounding us, so it can help some of these students kind of find their way. So we did a couple months back a How to Break into the Festival Scene panel where we worked with Dynasty Podcasts, and we brought in people from C3 Presents and from Riot Fest and from Pitchfork and had them live interview. And we had 250 students crammed in that room taking notes and just trying to learn from these people.
Not what I would automatically think of when I think of hotel management. Right.
Yeah,
that's
for sure.
I guess that's what I'm getting at, like the idea that the hotel, I mean, you've been in the business. I mean, when coming up with these ways to essentially not only serve the clientele, but to market the hotel, say this is a great place, mm-hmm. come see this panel discussion. Talk about how that is that in your comfort zone? I mean, as you push to this job and having to do things that are a little bit more towards a different demographic, is it comfortable?
Not always, and it shouldn't be. When it's uncomfortable is I think when we're making a difference. We brought on a creative team to help, and they pushed me. And they push me in terms of sometimes I have to say no. But a great example, the team came to me and says, you know what, we have the basketball court, Stag Court. We should do a roller skating night. I said, you guys are crazy. They said, no, we have a guy who's got a roller rink and another guy we've got that rents roller skates. I said, you guys are crazy. It's a terrible idea. So let us do it. I said, once. You can do it once. And they did it, and it blew my mind. The people coming in for this thing, we sold out five sessions. The people came in with smiles on their faces and just so excited to be there. We are creating memories for these people. It went so well. We've done a couple sessions that I actually am now the proud owner of 200 pairs of roller skates and my own roller rink. And never in my life did I think that as a hotelier I would be in the roller skating business.
Patrick Hatton's my guest. He's the general manager of Chicago Athletic Association Hotel. We're talking about the hotel industry and service, especially when going for a younger demographic here in Industry Night tonight on The Download. What makes a great hotel? You know, I mean, this is a segment we do on food and hospitality, and hotels are obviously big business, and there's a lot of competition for the people who are coming to spend their tourism dollars. What makes a great Chicago hotel?
It's simple. It's three things. First and foremost, it's the people. It's hiring the right people. More importantly, retaining the right people. We've got a great track record. We're 2.5 years in. We've got a 40% retention rate, which at a hotel that's heavy in food and beverage is unheard of. We have over 50% of the original team members still with us, which is great. So that's the important part. We give them the tools to take care of customers. But today's customers, they're looking for something different. With technology, you know, the blending of personal time and work time it's all blended together now because you've got your cell phone. Mm-hmm. You can do your business on your cell phone. So people are looking for experiences, and they're looking for an experiential environment where they can get their work done, but they can still kind of check out what's going on in town. And we feel that we can provide a full Chicago experience without ever walking outside if you have to, which is great. We don't want to encourage that necessarily because Chicago's a great city, and Chicago offers that to any travelers that come in town, whether it's a tourist or a business traveler. But being able to make it easy so they can do it without walking out of the building is a great benefit for us. And the other important thing besides that is Training the staff, making sure that they're really engaged and taking care of our customer. We're in a historic building, so there's some challenges that come with that.
Like what? Like just
elevators are a big one. We've got a 1,500, 2,000 people coming through our front doors every day, and the elevator support's a little tight. So employees have to use guest elevators for transport. So engage with a customer. Talk to a customer. I was talking to a gentleman today from Austin who was in for the festival. He actually worked the festival. And he said, Pat, your staff is so great. Every time one of them got on the elevator, I got on the elevator, and your staff was, they talked to me. Like, I'm used to being in hotels where the staff doesn't talk to people on the elevator. So I thought that was a nice compliment this morning from Matt.
You know, I think about the story that was out last week about Chicago tying Orlando for convention industry. Tourism is up in Chicago. Do you sense that? Do you sense that more people are traveling to Chicago to be a destination? And if so, what does that mean for hotels?
It is true, for sure. It's the work that the Choose Chicago has been doing, the city's been doing to promote the city, is paying off. We've got a big influx of supply as well. So 2.5% up in tourism last year, 3.8% up in supply. So pretty soon that math's going to kind of cause a little bit of a slowdown. But we think that what Chicago's offering right now is being noticed. One of the areas that I see, and we happen to get a lot of international travelers with us, is international travel, which is generally lagged in Chicago compared to some of the other markets, is growing pretty well. It's doing really well for us specifically. And I think one of the things that will help us kind of take advantage of that trend, guests are looking for, travelers are looking for local experiences. And a lot of hotels, it's kind of an industry buzzword that we want to be authentic to the neighborhood and local. And you do that with amenities and with products and inclusion and partnerships. We do it in a different way because I feel strongly that in order to feel like a local or live like a local, you need to be surrounded by locals. So we have a tremendous effort through our programming department and through our partners, whether it's Johala Productions or Land and Sea Department, our restaurant partners, to bring in a local scene so that when you're sitting in the drawing room on the second floor of the CAA, it's 80% locals and 20% guests. And now I'm living the life of a local. And I think that will give us an advantage with the tourism trends. And yeah, supply is going to keep going up because it's a hot market. It's a great market to be in.
Well, this town is one that is now no stranger to hotels. I mean, I think right where we're at right now, I mean, you got the Marriott, you got the Hyatt, you got the Sheraton, you got the Palmer House. I mean, there's a lot of different places that are not just hotels, but they're well known. They're they're almost tourist attractions in their own right. When you have to compete against tradition, and you have to compete against a marketing plan where people already know where the Palmer House is, how do you do that?
It was particularly hard in our case because we were never a hotel. It's still called the Chicago Athletic Association. And we left the name on purpose because Chicagoans are so proud of all things Chicago. If we were to change the name, oh my gosh, there would have been riots. But, it's just providing different experiences. It's providing simplicity for a traveler. We want to make it easy for them to get experiences. We've really gone all in on technology. There's some great new technology trends coming out for guest communication where we don't want to take away the face-to-face interaction with the customer. That's cherished and we need to protect that. But being able to give today's traveler what they want now, we can do it. So we've got this new app. It's not an app. It's a website called ExploreCAA.com. And a guest can go on there, and they're prompted to go on it when they check into the internet. And they can order room service. They can make reservations at the restaurants. They can check out the special events that are happening. Who's the storytelling series this Sunday?
Yeah.
Have all of that in their hand. And so we're trying to make the guest experience simpler.
You know, just from your experience, I mean, in the last 10 years, hotels and the relationship with customers has changed. I think of the way that people book online, number one, where it used to be that, in our generation, there might have been a time you had to pick up a phone, maybe early time you had to do websites. But now, I mean, it is mobile. People can get instant feedback, reviews on your hotel. How do you navigate that? How do you stay above the fray when there's so much information that's being about your product that you don't have control over?
It's by being proactive and responding to the review sites. We want to be engaged with our customers, even if it's through a third party site. It's about making sure that the guest knows the customer knows that once they've come to stay with us, that dealing directly with us or coming to us directly, they're gonna get the same thing they're gonna get through their mobile devices. So, A, our technology has to match the best technology that's out there, so that the user experience at our website, our mobile platform, is as good as anybody else's. And then once we get the customer in, then we get the opportunity to engage them and create a relationship with them where they feel now like, oh, I'm going to call my friend and book my hotel reservation, as opposed to I'm going to go to 1-800-whatever and book a room.
Right.
We want to kind of create that engagement relationship with the customer.
You've got Cindy's Rooftop. You've got mentioned the restaurants as well. You definitely have the product around the hotel, around the Chicago Athletic Association Hotel, is exclusive. In the way that people want to get up there, they want to stand in line to get up there. I mean, I've been close by where people want to partake in the establishments that are in the hotel. How do you make sure that your guests are feeling exclusive when there's exclusivity everywhere? Meaning, I've run into this problem where I feel like I'm at an upscale hotel, and I'm like, oh, that's a nice line, and you're like, that line's not for you. You can't, even though you paid the money to go here, you can't go into this hot Rooftop. Mm-hmm. How do you blend that, the idea of making people feel special, but also be a place for outside people that aren't staying at the hotel?
It's a great question and something we were very thoughtful of when we opened the hotel, because a previous hotel company I worked with opened a great hotel in New York, great rooftop at 9 o'clock at night. Guests had to go downstairs, go outside, walk around, get in the line, wait for the snarky doorman to decide whether they're pretty enough to go up. And I thought that was terrible, and I hated to see that. So when we opened the hotel, we specifically wanted to protect the guest experience. So our guest key cards, if you're staying in the hotel, the guest key card works to get you up to Cindy's. We specifically don't get to capacity so that we can accommodate any guests that come up. Will you be able to get a table? Maybe not. Yeah. We're working on trying to improve that experience by engaging our customer in conversation as far out as we can. So starting 3-4 weeks before their arrival, we're reaching out and saying, hey, Cindy's Brunch sells out about 6 weeks in advance. Can I help you with a reservation before you come in? So that we're giving guests that opportunity. Our most exclusive space in the building is the Milk Room, which is the former Prohibition Room. And it's an 8-seat micro bar at night with 4 seating, so 32 people get to experience it a day. That sells out 6 weeks in advance.
Right.
So we specifically reserve 2 of the 8 seats for every seating to accommodate hotel guests or to accommodate someone who's come into the Cherry Circle Room and is a regular of ours and says, hey, I want to take my friend to the Milk Room. And we've done that so we can accommodate. There's risk in that. Obviously, we're taking revenue that could be in our hand and we're setting it to the side to protect the space for our guests. But we wanted to make sure that the hotel guest experience was thought of when we created these kind of interesting spaces.
Last question. You've been in the business. What does Chicago's hotel industry and scene need to work on? What do you think? I mean, you mentioned New York and other places, but what is it? And I don't mean your place, but I just mean all the places in general that Chicago needs to up their game in.
To be honest, the market is relatively quick to drop rates and to lower rates in order to drive business. And we've trained the customer to know that they can wait. And they're going to be able to get a great deal on Lollapalooza weekend if they wait until Thursday. I think as a market, we could do a better job of being proud of what we have and pricing it appropriately for what the guest is experiencing. Beyond that, it's continuing to work with these conventions and bringing the conventions in and taking care of them, making them feel great. The ASCO and the RSNA conventions are two anchors. And we go out of our way to make sure that they know how much we love them and we want them here. We need to do that with more conventions. We need that with all of our conventions so that we can keep them coming back and grow our convention portfolio.
Patrick Hatton is the general manager of the Chicago Athletic Association Hotel. We're talking the hotel industry tonight here on Industry Night. Patrick, thanks so much for taking some time out to talk to us tonight. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.